Hello, everyone. Welcome to the January 14th, 2017 edition of the Astrology News Report. I'm your intrepid host, Ron Berger. In this segment, we'll take a look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions. What's on the celestial agenda for January 14th to January 21st and beyond? But before beginning, a little reminder to viewers to please help out covering the costs of keeping this weekly report going. Just click on the link at the end of the video to make your donation. Thank you. Venus has changed signs and is now in sidereal Capricorn. This puts the planet of love and romance in the sign of practical realities. In other words, this is a good time for starting relationships, creating unions, for practical purposes. Venus is also the planet of agreement. Capricorn wants tangible results, so this should be good for realistic compromise. Venus is the planet of value and finance. Capricorn is the sign of responsibility, thus responsible use of money. Cue the federal budget talks. But there is a little problem. Ketu, one of the eclipse points, is also in Capricorn, and in a couple of weeks, Venus will be far enough along to have to contend with Ketu's energy, which is a subtractive factor on the material plane. Ketu is idealistic, even spiritual, on the non-material level. For instance, more idealism in romance. But Ketu tends to dissolve the tangible significations of whatever the associated planet represents. Thus, if an idealistic state is not attainable, the harmony and agreement represented by Venus could well fall apart. The exact conjunction is at the end of the month, on January 29th. Oh, and another thing that gets in the way of coming to Venus in Capricorn realistic agreements. Mercury, planet of rational thinking and making decisions, is still together with Saturn, planet of restriction and stubbornness, and they are together in Sagittarius, the sign of ideology. So, everyone still sticking to their personal point of view. Mercury doesn't leave Sagittarius until January 27th. The new moon is this week on Tuesday, January 16th, at 2 degrees Capricorn. This new moon will be closely conjunct Venus, which just recently entered this sign. When the lunar month is born with another planet close by, the energy of the month takes on the qualities of the associated planet. In this case, the planet of romance, pleasure, guidance, and agreement. This will be the Hindu lunar month of Makha, named for the lunar sign of the full moon, Magha, except that this time the full moon of the Capricorn new moon will be in the prior nakshatra, Ashlesha. So the month takes on the significations of Ashlesha, a somewhat negative lunar sign associated with snakes and serpent deities, the Nagas of Vedic mythology. Snakes are kind of creepy, and we're not sure what they're going to do. The upside is that the snake sheds its skin, which is a spiritual metaphor for self-transformation, rebirth, and regeneration. So that may be good news, some kind of rebirth coming this month. Anyway, the other important thing about this lunar month is that the full moon on January 31st is closely conjunct Rahu, one of the eclipse points, indicating it will be a total lunar eclipse. During a lunar eclipse, the Earth precisely lines up in between the Sun and the Moon and throws a shadow over the full moon for several hours. Since the full moon represents the culmination of the energy of the month, having an eclipsed full moon suggests that the energy of the month is somehow damaged, in other words, obscured, by the shadow that creeps over the moon. The ancients explain this as Rahu, the eclipse point, who is a demon in Vedic mythology, devouring the moon. The good news is that since Rahu is only the head of the demon, the moon can emerge out of his dismembered body afterwards, so the damage to the moon is only temporary. As for the effects on life here on Earth, according to astrological principles, an eclipse is a harbinger of evil events. Something bad is coming soon, usually within the next few months or so. The timing of the nasty event is indicated when a planet subsequently interacts with the eclipse point. The most recent example of this was the total solar eclipse of August 21, 2017. Within a couple of weeks, Mars passed through the eclipse point along with retrograde Mercury. During the weeks following the eclipse, there were three devastating hurricanes. In this case, there aren't any planets nearby, and therefore no subsequent transits hitting the eclipse point, so we can breathe a sigh of relief. But another way that an eclipse can have effects is if it is closely conjunct a natal planet in a person or entity's birth chart. So, here's the chart of the USA, and what do you know? The eclipse lines up with the natal Rahu in the USA chart. The USA is currently in a Rahu major period, which began in November 2015, meaning this chart factor is already activated, lit up and blinking, when the January 31st, 2018 eclipse hits it. So what happens? Rahu is an eclipse point, obscuring things, creating confusion, problems. Rahu is also a significator of transformation and urgency. The eighth house of a chart is the house of chronic problems and big changes. In a country's chart, the eighth house is taxes, financial involvements with other countries, and one of the meanings of the eighth house in a country's chart is death or removal of the leader. Oh, wait, what? On the same day as the new moon, Tuesday, January 16th, within hours in fact, Mars changes signs, leaving Libra and entering sidereal Scorpio. Mars went into Libra at the end of November, a sign that it isn't comfortable in. It's the planet of aggression, in the sign of harmony. While in Libra, Mars had to join forces with Jupiter, the planet of wisdom and grace, which further blunted Mars's force and aggression. Now, Mars will be in Scorpio, which is its own sign, and without any interference from other planets. Therefore, the next 6 weeks, Mars can freely manifest its natural qualities of action, strategy, force, aggression, and fast results. With Mars in its own sign, the significations of Scorpio will also be enhanced. Scorpio is the sign of secrets and investigations. Scorpio is a goal-oriented sign that likes to acquire power through making alliances. Put that together with the inclination for secrets and you get secret alliances, in other words, conspiracies. Now add in Mars, the planet of action. Oh yeah, speaking of conspiracies, Scorpio is the sign of the 12th house of the USA Vedic natal chart, the house of hidden actions, criminality, and yes, treason and conspiracies. So, lots of potential for action in that area for the next 6 weeks. A great example of someone with Scorpio characteristics is the current President of the United States, Donald Trump. His Vedic astrology chart has natal moon conjunct Ketu in Scorpio. A lot of his power comes through making alliances with others. And, as we are finding out now, some of those alliances are with rather sketchy characters. While it transits through Scorpio, Mr. Trump will experience Mars energizing his natal moon. That's the planet of aggression and combat and anger, influencing his natal significator of emotions and reactivity. Mars stays in Scorpio for 6 weeks until March 7th, when it will then enter Sagittarius. And now, once again, my little pitch for donations. If you appreciate what this YouTube channel does for you, please help support it and me by visiting the donation page and making a contribution. Just click on or touch the donation card you see here. Thanks. And until next week.